During a dark, gloomy afternoon, when the sun was covered in gray clouds and the sky was darker than ever before, a tragic death occurred. Mr. and Mrs. Coughlin, the parents of Amy Anania Coughlin, died in a painful car accident. Amy, appalled, stood heartbroken while shedding tears. She tried to remember all she could, but everything happened so quick. All she remembered was her mother's scream going through her head. Nothing was left from that day but a scar on her neck. Amy had no idea where it had come from. Looking in the mirror at the police station, she wondered where she would live and what would happen. She had no relatives. Well, none she knew of. Appalled, Amy saw the door open.
I found a location, a home for you, the policewoman corrected.
I'll be out in a moment, replied Amy.
Margaret and Fred Coughlin, they're your grandparents, explained the woman.
Oh yeah, grandparents, replied Amy. Slowly driving up a rocky path that led to a small, dark, horrifying farmhouse. As Amy looked at the house, she felt a sickening feeling in the pit of her stomach that something wasn't right, but brushing it aside, she slowly stepped out of the police car and approached the creepy steps. Ringing the doorbell, it swung open, and an old woman stood there.
Oh, Fred, she's here!
Margaret shouted. The old couple stood there, just glaring up and down at me. A strange feeling ran all over my spine. Having nothing to do, I began examining them too. Only one thing caught my attention. They both had a scar on the lower left part of the neck, in the same exact place where mine is. When quickly shoving a smile on my face, I heard Margaret and Fred say,
Amy, come and take a look at the road around the farm.
Sure, I quickly replied.
Walking around, I spotted a shelf, a very unusual shelf, filled with all kinds of violent items, saws, knives, nails, and shiny sharp utensils. Going to bed that night was the most difficult part. When closing my eyes,
they're the ones who did it, I shouted.
At night, they're so happy because they killed him. They have scars on their necks because they went through the same experiences.
They will die for what they have done to me, I whispered to myself. Waking up the next morning, I thought of a plan. Let's go visit the police station and tell them how everything has been going, I explained.
Sure thing, Fred responded.
We all squeezed into the car, and my pocket was a shiny knife I saw last night when I closed my eyes. While we were driving, we passed a few telephone poles. I waited for the largest one to come up. I got out of my seat and turned the steering wheel. Fred and Margaret unconscious. We were in a forever sleep when I got done with them.
It just happened so quick. I have no idea I lied to the police about the accident.
Do you remember their reaction? The cop asked.
No, not a thing, I replied with the lie again. But then, thinking about what the reaction was, it was Margaret, her scream, just like Mother's.